This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Invasion, lying to Congress, and campaign finance crimes. Michael Cohen saying as he entered that he hopes injustice and lies at the helm of our country will be a thing of the past by the time he gets out.
There still remains much to be told, and I that I can share the truth.
The Pentagon says two U.S. warships sailed near Chinese-claimed islands in the South China Sea today to challenge excessive maritime claims by China. And the U.S. has sent a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East to show force to Iran after a series of rocket strikes against Israel by Gaza forces that are allied with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple of days to 6 months.
Monday, May 6, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours in the war room with Owen Schroyer's coming up. I really thought about the best way to describe what we're facing, and it's like this. When the settlers first began to come to the New World, their technology was a little bit more advanced than the Native Americans. They had gunpowder. They had the wheel. They had a few other things. And within just 100 years or so, most of the native population had been removed or extincted. And so the best allegory here is, what happens when an advanced civilization comes into contact with an older civilization? A lot of times the people in the older civilization don't even know what they're looking at, don't even know what they're dealing with, don't even know what they're facing. And that's really it here. The system thinks you're stupid, and the system knows you're busy, and the system knows you don't have a lot of time to pay attention to minutia. So they launch these big, giant, system-wide operations that are aimed at you. And they always give you a cover story of what it is. Oh, we just took a few extremists off Facebook. Oh, we just made this safe for you. And then really what it is a gag order on 2.2 million people telling them they can't say Alex Jones's name unless it's negative. That's a press release. That's beyond 1984. That's beyond Brave New World. And then they put out a listing that says, well, that's because he and Paul Watson are listed as terrorists and child molesters. Actual criminal designation that the banks have through Interpol. I told you this last year, we were designated as this. Now you see it at Facebook publicly. And it's the social credit score, and it's rolling out for everyone. Now think about the magnitude of that. Instead, the Republicans are debating, oh, these are private companies. Are we allowed to stop them? Morally, Google and Apple have moved to China and are helping surveil and oppress and arrest the population. And our government has said, especially the Republicans, that's illegal and evil and they should stop. But they haven't stopped because they don't respect you because you're stupid. You're ignorant. You're not informed, or you're arrogant sitting up there in your committees and you think that you actually know what's going on. You don't know what's going on because technology and everything has leapt way forward. And big tech's been so arrogant that usually when they get called to Congress, they just refuse until Congress finally stands up and does something. And that was the Pentagon demanding it. So I'm going to try to articulate what's happening. And again, the magnitude of this is so ultra massive, so incredible that it's truly historic. And it is the global social score. It is the mark of the beast. And it's here. A global internet kill switch is already in place, and it's selective. That's why Russia's cutting its internet off from the rest of the world in case they try to take theirs down. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
They're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board. Then that will end for me. Fine. I've had a hell of a run. It's 20 years next year or 20 years about now. Hell of a run. I couldn't have gone any farther. I feel completely I have gone as far out of the galaxy as I can on this. I still want to stay out here, but I've gone pretty damn far for what one individual can do in this culture. But I'm talking about the future. So I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's Ingsoc.
Right. Ultimately, it's boring and the kids are always off to something new, except for the something new is owned by the same freaking company or financed by the same banking system. So I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American in a big way. If your calling's media, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now before this country is so completely fractured. And we're left with Hillary's brain in the Oval Office in a jar because that's what we're getting. She's old and she's sick. She's not a contender. They're making her a contender with these propped up Saturday Night Live things. It's like a head on a stick.
That was 3+ years ago. Matt Drudge here in studio laying it all out, predicting everything that was coming, everything that was unfolding. But Hillary lost thanks to InfoWars, thanks to Drudge Report, thanks to you. And so now we are all slated for total destruction. And so a company called G2 that does work for law enforcement and Interpol last year, under direction from the Southern Poverty Law Center, an offshore criminal organization that's actually criminal, laundering money, running terror organizations. They've been caught doing that, funding white supremacist groups so they can then have a clash of civilizations. They directed G2 to list InfoWars and yours truly, Alex Jones, as a terrorist organization. And I have the G2 documents. We've been sending them letters. We've been getting the lawyers ready because I have no convictions. I have no criminal record. I had perfect personal credit, as good as you can get. In fact, because I didn't have any debt, I don't have the perfect rating. It's right below that because they actually want you to have some debt, and they call that perfect score. And then in my banking, we had the highest rate you can get. Banking trustworthiness of over 23 years of online shopping carts. The best rating, the best points on what we had to pay for people processing credit cards, you name it. But overnight, the lords and saviors, the gods, the fascist kings of the Southern Poverty Law Center that is advising all the big tech, all the big media, setting up these special boards inside MasterCard, all of it, to now go after the NRA and Republicans in general. They said that we are a criminal slash terrorist or violent organization. No judge, no jury, no facial accuser, a secret designation. Out of Boston, in all the banks. And you go from perfect score from the real world to the secret defamation, the secret scarlet letter, the Kafka-esque system. And we only learn because banks, even though they have agreements not to give it to anybody, gave us the information. Three different banks. We have it. The hardcore defamation, the hardcore criminal will to try to not let us do business and live and not let you buy products from us. But some banks in the U.S. know it's a fraud and didn't follow the orders. Well, now you see CNN this weekend saying, oh, Alex Jones might have a WhatsApp. That's a text messaging and phone call app. EB has an iPhone. And Darcy said he's checking in with Facebook to get into my account and see on the iCloud if I have that software, and they would take it away from me. So now it's down to being in my phone, taking phone apps away. I didn't have the phone app. And there's a big article out today about how big tech's interfacing with the media and allowing them in to all of your accounts. This is a raping free-for-all. You think the NSA is bad? This is beyond it. And if you look at the letter issued to Paul Joseph Watson, it's reposted. As hundreds of missiles rain down on Israel, Facebook still hosts pro-Hamas content, praising PJW's verboten, praising Hamas, a terrorist group, apparently fine. Paul Joseph Watson joins us in the second hour today. And Facebook put out this press release. I got the full press release that they only sent out to the media. Terrorist activity, says Paul Watson's banned for terrorist activity, organized hate, mass or serial murder, human trafficking, organized violence, or criminal activity. Now, notice they can say organized hate is anything they want. And they mix it in with serial murder, human trafficking, organized violence, all the real stuff that Hamas and Hezbollah that they allow to operate are doing. So the big tech is so emboldened, so arrogant, so criminal, that they believe that they can just do this. And so notice, this is the exact list that we got from the big banking credit system that tells banks who's trustworthy, who can have a bank account, who can buy and sell in the cashless society. And then now Facebook is going into banking. And remember, in late March, they did a whole review, because leftist groups saying we were anti-Semitic, which we're not, but if we wanted to be, that's our right under the First Amendment. And they said, well, he isn't anti-Semitic. And so the other executive says in the email chain that Business Insider got, because they were involved in it, oh, well, let's just designate him as a hate figure. And then that'll put him into the Interpol criminal database. So they've set up this international system that isn't even in law. It's all just regulatory. That they just simply say you're a hate figure, and then that puts you into a terrorist designation. So you go walking into the bank where you've been for 20 years, perfect rating, you're a great citizen, haven't gotten a parking ticket in a decade, speeding ticket in 8 years. And they get real scared and go, just leave, we're calling the police. And you're like, oh, yeah, it's not that bad. Laura Loomer can't use Uber. She can't use Airbnb. Now Uber Eats won't let her order a pizza. And in the future, that's all that there is the smartphone tracking you, listening to you, knowing your identity. And then Silicon Valley all just goes, well, let's look up her name. Let's look up Alex's name. Let's see everything he's doing and what he's up to, and let's ban him having any services. That's why the New York Post even had the headline, should we take Alex Jones's telephone away? So the universities have banned free speech. All these big companies are racketeering, sharing your data illegally, and they're discriminating against you, and they're giving you a terrorist designation outside of a court, beyond defamation, trying to destroy your life, bankrupt you, and the Republicans, because the Heritage Foundation said, oh, they're private companies. Ben Shapiro said, Ben Shapiro went on CNN this weekend and said, oh, yeah, you can take Paul Watson and Alex Jones off. They're private companies. No, CNN is part of a crime cartel with big tech and the big banks. They're in all your data, everybody. to the point of Oliver Darcy's so confident now, he says, we're looking to see if Alex Jones has got a WhatsApp. That's what helped get the new president of Brazil elected, because people could make private texts and private phone calls to each other, and by word of mouth they did. And so now they're talking about having a database and taking all the populist, because WhatsApp's spying on you, and just deleting up to 20 million people using it in Brazil. You just heard me right. Facebook is going to go into your phone and not let you call somebody. Imagine a cult that made you carry around a phone that's really a computer, a mini computer, a supercomputer, and it tracks everything you do with lifetime people in your phone watching you in a digital re-education camp, tracking everything you're up to, everything you're doing, and then telling you you can't fly on airplanes, you can't order food, you can't order a taxi, you can't have a bank account because you're a terrorist. No judge, no jury. Oh, I heard of that. The Chinese social credit score that we broke 6 years ago that we said was coming here, that we discovered Apple and Google built with NSA technology for the Chi-Coms, and now they've brought it here, and President Trump sitting there flat-footed thinking this is about the First Amendment.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silent. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
yes, exactly.
Yeah. So Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his like little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Gentlemen, the evil overtaking planet Earth right now is unspeakable. Most of the public is in a quasi-trance. All the studies show it, a near sleep phase. Humanity must awaken and come out of the coma. There will be time to sleep in the grave for eternity. You are under attack. Your birthright and your children's birthright is being stolen. I have the exclusive email that no one has put out in the news of Facebook coordinating the censorship with mainstream media. And I have other documents. And I have the banking documents. And I have the Interpol documents where they are going to track every purchase everyone makes in the world. And if you don't take vaccines or you have too many children or you're a Christian or you say there's only two genders, you will be put out on the street. It's here. And I find it hard to believe that President Trump doesn't know about all this. I find it very hard to believe. This is a premeditated, calculated annihilation of free speech, period. This is a global AI system in live time. Facebook's the first to go operational, where the instant you try to say Alex Jones or Infowars.com, the second you do it, it says this is not allowed, do it again, you'll be banned. And everybody's flooding Twitter and Facebook, freaking out, saying, oh my God, I tried to say God bless Alex Jones and it won't let me do it. I tried to say InfoWars won't let me do it. But if I say Alex Jones is a child molester, I'm able to. Because the AI is programmed with thousands of insults and responses that are authorized. But things like, God bless Alex Jones is not authorized, or I support Alex Jones is unauthorized. But if you say he's a Nazi, if you say I'm a child molester, if you say I'm a murderer, if you say I can be arrested, Facebook will boost your post. Woo! Man, you talk about being ganged up on, baby. But I don't feel sorry for myself. Absolutely not. I knew all this was coming, ladies and gentlemen. AI in live time, the millisecond you hit publish. We showed it to you on Friday. We showed it to you on the Sunday show. I'll show you document cam shots. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this right now. I want everybody to let this sink in right now, folks. I want it to sink in so that you understand what's unfolding here. And I want you to know this is AI surveilling you in live time. But in case they think it's satire, it gets flagged to one of 20,000 Southern Poverty Law Center trained moderators. They admit this. And then they will look at the meme or the satire, and then they will decide what you really meant when you said Alex Jones is a piece of filth. Look at this quote of him saying he loves freedom. And that's why the EU passed a law a few months ago banning memes. And the prosecutions have begun. They just say memes of any type, like cave drawings, just humans communicating and showing hypocrisy of a Hillary quote next to another quote, because AI can't understand it. And it's the only thing that they know into the foreseeable future will get around the moderators, is if you start flooding the internet with memes that are sarcastic. Look at this piece of filth. Now, people found, this is going to be really interesting, you can say Jones, comma, Alex, or Jones space Alex, and then you can get the post out. But it can't be Infowars.com. It's got to be NewsWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But that's all chasing a rabbit down a trail, folks. We have to cut the head off the snake about this, and that means understanding what's happening, understanding what's unfolding, understanding who's behind this, and stopping it. This is an internet kill switch. Dr. McCann, shot police. This is an internet kill switch where AI, in live time, is pre-programmed to tell you what you can say, when you can say. Remember about 3 years ago, iPhones, Androids, you'd send somebody, like my wife, I cuss some. I'd say, "This, I saw that movie, it effing sucked." You know what iPhones say? It ducking sucked. Effing is ducking. You try to say, "This guy's an a-hole." Won't let you say a-hole. That's pre-programmed systems. This is AI. Machine learning at Twitter, Facebook, Google, they're all helping China, especially Apple and Google, round up their people with a phone. The government's now issuing phones to everybody, where it tracks you, listens to you, watches you, totally controls everything you're doing. And you say, "Well, I'll just leave the system alone then. You know, it'll just be Alex Jones, and it'll just be Paul Joseph Watson who's joining us next hour with an exclusive breakdown of what's happening." Now, once you've submitted and not defended me, now it's green-lighted everywhere, and now it's everybody. But I'll tell you, I'm extremely honored in their press release that they only said that I, not Louis Farrakhan, not even Paul Watson, they said Alex Jones is the maximum ban. It's I who you may not say my name. It's I who you may not put out the website. Because I am Voldemort, according to them. Of course, it's the complete opposite. They're the ones stealing your data. They're the ones trying to suppress you and put you under their central control. Voldemort's the one that wants to make you a slave and tell you you can only speak and say what he wants. He turns you into a zombie. The bad guy in Game of Thrones, what's his name? The White King or whatever. I only watched a few episodes. The Night King. His people are all slaves. They can't think. They do what he wants. They say what he wants. They act in one unison. I am not Voldemort. I'm not the Night King. Mark Zuckerberg isn't even the Night King. He's just one of the generals of the Night King. He's just one of the ringwraiths of the Night King. I'm not cold-blooded. I'm so hot that I can be out in the heat and not sweat, but I come here and get on air in a 70-degree studio and I start sweating because I'm so fired up and red-blooded against this cold-blooded evil. You know, Dante said the ninth circle of hell isn't on fire. It's ice. Think about that. It's cold and it's centralized. Now, we're going to get into the big meat and potatoes on this straight ahead, but this is it. And you better believe they're bringing in the internet kill switch targeted at conservatives, Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but...
Yes, they, exactly.
Yeah. So Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his, like, little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
By the way, folks, I'm pretty upset, even behind the scenes here. The crew's doing a great job. I'm very thankful for them. I'm thankful for the viewers and listeners. But I'm not worried about Alex Jones. I'm worried about the whole planet. I'm worried about humanity. I'm going to say this again. Big tech is in league with the Chi-Coms, helping suppress and arrest people by the millions and even kill them and harvest their organs. That's even come out in our news. Google is so arrogant that last year they refused to work with the Pentagon anymore, but have given AI that DARPA created. Before Obama left, he did all this as sabotage against the country. God. It's so obvious there's a globalist coup against the country. They've sold everything out. They're trying to shut down loyal Americans. They're lying about all of us. I don't care about me, Mr. President. Very nice for you to show solidarity and send out three InfoWars links over the weekend to put your neck out there and know you'll be attacked. That's great, Mr. President. Mr. President, I need action just like you need action to save the country. This is not about free speech. It's not about private companies. It's about cartels of companies illegally sharing data with each other and using it to suppress certain political groups to bully and intimidate them for their political views to keep them from the marketplace of ideas. It's organized crime. It's the KKK in the 1950s, you know, in Alabama or East Texas, threatening black people that they'll lose their jobs where they work if they're seen voting. It's civil rights violations. Plus, there's just the will. Can you say there's laws against giving China all our technology and them making it be transferred? Yes, enforce the damn things. You've got big tech on all that. You've got big tech on the front of them lying to Congress and saying they haven't been censoring when their own documents and admissions arrogantly in triplicate. They give interviews to the news going, don't worry, we're going to make sure Trump loses in 2020 and we're censoring all the conservatives. Ha, ha, ha. Then they go to Congress and lie to their face. This is a power vacuum. And because our government isn't coming in prohibitively, saying you're not going to censor to protect rights. The Bill of Rights isn't laws that take rights away. It's laws that point out and protect rights. The First Amendment empowers and protects an already God-given right. So by our government saying we won't protect the Internet, by our government saying we won't come in and we won't say that the EU and the Chi-Coms can't dictate Silicon Valley, build an architecture that merges with them, a global Internet social score, a.k.a. Mark of the Beast, because our government won't come in and be part of that architectural system, you have ceded complete control. And that's called treason. You know, we need our industries. And Trump's fighting to get some of those back. But if we don't have speech, we won't have a government that's our own government so that we can control our own destiny, or at least attempt it. The magnitude of what's going on is so biblical, and they started out with censorship and shadow banning and manipulation and false boosting leftist garbage and saying the Republican Party's official ideology on Google is the Nazi Party and all the thousands of things they've been caught doing. And when the Republicans did nothing, Zuckerberg went, okay, I'm getting harassed by Soros and big tech and other groups to censor everybody ahead of the election. I'm in trouble because I let Republicans do some advertising with us. The Democrats did 98% of it, but Republicans did some. So I'll just give you what you want. I'll let you ban whole words like Alex Jones, whole names. I'll say to my 2.2 billion users, you can't say the name Alex Jones unless it's negative. Think about the cult brainwashing of that. Telling 2.2 billion people there's a gag order, like he's a global judge. And he runs something bigger than any country in the world with a bigger population, 2.2 billion. China's 1.5 billion. He's got control of the biggest digital country in the world. The identities, the photos, the bank accounts, the names, lifetime surveilled. He's been boarded by 20,000 Southern Poverty Law Center criminals, SJWs that hate free speech and hate America. Hillary's on TV saying, China, come over here and take over our country. They're taking my bank accounts. They're taking Uber from everybody. They're taking everything digital that we interface digitally. They destroy that trust they supposedly had of this digital system where they track you in lifetime, know what you do, have your credit card, to not just track you but say you can't use cars, you can't have hotels, you can't have Airbnb, you can't order food over your phone. And now CNN says, take Alex Jones's digital telephone away from him. Don't let him call his mama. That was on CNN over the weekend. Think about that. This is really happening. Telling you who you can talk about. Telling you what you can say. Telling you what you can do. And that's just the beginning. Of course, Zuckerberg wants to be in banking. Of course, Zuckerberg and all these other competing big tech companies want to be the global AI system. And Zuckerberg's the first to pull the trigger in live time. There's so many huge stories here. So many Earths. One of these will be the biggest ever. But that's how it happens when tyranny just floods in. More happens in a day than happened in the last 20 years in censorship. And he's just up there announcing it in a nice little chirpy voice like it's no big deal. You will talk like I talk. You will say what I say. And now he's saying, if you want to be on Facebook, you're going to be in community groups where everyone shares everything. And you have community leaders, like in dormitories. The communists always want you out of houses. They want you in dormitories. So that everybody can watch you, surveil you, control you. They've made 2 million Uyghurs in Eastern. It was 1.5 million, that's all 2 million, in Eastern Mongolia and Western Mongolia, in Mongolia, period, now move into communal metal construction two-story buildings that are like basically huge shipping containers. And you live with a communist minder from a 500 miles away, 1,000 miles away, another part of China, who watches you and tracks you, and they're all given little smartphones that listen to everything in the home. And if you don't renounce your religion, and if you don't say you don't believe God exists, you're sent to 10 years hard labor. And, of course, a lot of people are just taken and they're killed. Now, you want to know the model, that's it. They live in their houses. And Zuckerberg is creating digital group living rooms where everyone trusts each other. It's a cult. And where you're watched and you're listened to and you're tracked. And then he's already trained over 300,000 people we know of. They even tried to recruit me to this 6 years ago. I said, no. Oh, yeah, of course. That the future of this was coming, and that you'd have, quote, thought leaders who then have people under them who manage everyone, so that it's not just a bot doing it, but you have managers in your town, in your city, that are watching everything you're doing, watching your kids, reading your mail, but you're going to opt into it because they're your mentor who needs to know what you're up to. That is beyond East Germany. But it's okay. Mark Zuckerberg went to Harvard, so it's cool. It's okay. It's a giant cult. Imagine if Scientology was doing something like that. Imagine if the Maharishi was doing something like that. Have you ever heard of anybody they call a cult doing something like this? But because he's worth $76 billion and his company's worth $800 billion or whatever it is, it's okay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I try to come in here and be calm and just go over all the evidence of this. And I'm trying to explain this again to the hundreds of radio stations and all the people listening and everybody watching online at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I am not a victim. I'm a target, as Tommy Robinson says. And I'm not bragging, but in the wars against the globalists, we have devastated them like no one else. And a lot of that is because of DrudgeReport.com. I'm not trying to take credit here. The reason the president got really involved was Drudge for 2 days linked to us. I know for a fact the White House watched, and I'm not going to get any more details of that, but we got some calls Friday night. And I just, laid it out. I said, listen, I don't give a rat's ass about you coming to my aid. Come to the damn country's aid. This is racketeering. This is criminal. This is organized. They're saying what words people can use. They are working with other companies. They're lying to Congress. And so, we got some tweets saying, oh, here's InfoWars, oh, here's Paul Watson. Boy, don't they do great work. Mr. President, Facebook is telling 2 billion, 200 million people, You can only say mean things about certain people. That's a beta test for you. It's already going on. They already block your supporters promoting your post and your videos. Yes, if you were allowed to share your videos and speeches, you could win the 2020 alone. Yes, you're right when you say that. Because you think you'll have enough gravitas on TV and everywhere. It ain't the old folks getting you elected, sir. It's the young people that are supporting you and getting the word out and making things go viral. And they are muffling everything you're doing. You are the target. And again, these companies have been spying on people illegally. You got them by the short hairs. They have been lying to Congress. They have been doing false advertising. And David Frum, I sent an article I saw on Saturday from the neocon Atlantic magazine, New Atlantic. And still the same search on a Google search, but they changed the headline that afternoon. Because I know for a fact it was being sent to the president. And let's just start. And it said, Facebook knows that Donald Trump's not going to do anything. Donald Trump never stood up to censorship. And Frum told Big Tech, keep it up. You're going to throw him out in 2020. What an arrogant story. So he changes the headline 6 hours later and rewrites it. And just says, oh, Trump supports racist. Because they know that's the type of thing when the president reads the Atlantic article saying that he is a moron idiot who won't stand up and doesn't get what's happening, that the president might take action. So you need to call the White House. You need to go everywhere. Yeah, that's the article they changed. Go to Google with that and look, because it still has the headline saved. Hell, I even printed the damn thing. I think it's in Dew's office. But the point is, they're changing the... I want to show the Google search. They're changing these things in live time. Because always the original URL will have what the headline was. That's still on Google. About how dumb Trump is and how he won't do anything. Hell, I'll pull it up right now myself. You just got the article. You just put that headline into that sucker. That's all you got to do. I mean, we're in total war. Our forebears, when they were getting attacked and robbed, they got pissed. This is called normal behavior. And people need to get out of the coma in this country. God Almighty. It's like Matt Drudge said here. He said, they're coming for your speech. They've got a plan. And you better make every show count. And you better kick some ass. And you better have some damn urgency. Good God. Can you imagine if there was a cult telling people they couldn't say certain words or names? They'd be arrested. But Zuckerberg's running a giant brainwashing cult that's spying and selling your data and lying to Congress and all the rest of the big techs competing, working with China to suppress their own people. And everybody thinks it's funny. Everybody thinks it's a joke. You know, I kind of have this OCD thing about searches because they were able to find the Frum article. But they're not able to go to Google and put the wrong headline in, but it'll give you the old link. So you're not looking for the same link of what you're saying. It's not going to be the same link. It's going to show the old headline. So you put up the David Frum article where he says the president's an idiot and a moron and doesn't know how we're screwing him. And don't worry, Facebook. Facebook's running over Trump because they know he's stupid and doesn't understand what's happening. And he never takes action to defend his own people. And so you put that headline into Google. It'll give you the original URL. We're going to rebroadcast. I'll come find it. Just get a tape ready. That's woo! There it is. You found it on the Wayback Machine. I saw Rob Dew walk in there, and he knocked it out of the damn park. Let's do like we did Saturday, dude. Let's print that son of a bitch again, so I've got it on air. Just get me a paper copy, and I'll have that to my dying day. Woo! I just got something done. Unbelievable! Holy crap! God Almighty! Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Let's put it back on screen for the Wayback Machine. That arrogant, neocon, warmongering, lying, leftist serpent set up by literal communists out of Russia, Trotskyite, David Frum, who pisses all over this country from one end to the other. I was talking to a national news figure about what a monster Frum is this weekend. That national news figure I know sent it to the president. And by the way, Frum, you didn't change the headline in time, you little needle dick jerk. Let's go back to it. Facebook knows it can just ignore Trump. In the past, when President publicly criticizes major corporations by name, they got results. He says Trump's impotent and stupid and let's censor him and take the election because he's a dumbass. Well, guess what, you little dumbass? We got it to the president before you changed the headline and before you rewrote the article. So let's show the new headline they're doing is they all think you're a bunch of morons. Trump attacks Facebook on behalf of racists and grifters. Ha! You see, he didn't want to throw the gauntlet down to the president. Mr. President, they're laughing at you. They're engaging in crimes never before seen. Giant cult-like racketeering. Huge intimidation. Mass censoring. Mass lying. Mass false advertising. All right, we're going to go to break and come back with Paul Watson. I feel so good now that we got there. That was like ecstasy to actually have that happen. Okay. Now, I'm not going to make a big thing out of this. You know, really, I just should make a huge thing out of it, explain to everybody. You notice I just did 55 minutes of air. Most talk show hosts be plugging every segment, what they're selling or what they're doing to fund themselves, okay? Because there's so much advertising, so many shows, so much marketing. Most media is going bankrupt. Paul Watson. Watch summit.news. And you notice he's asking for people to donate $5 a month so he can hire some people, run his own operation. You know why? That's because I told you that there's a chance they're going to be able to shut us down. And so people like Paul Watson, who's been here 18, 19 years, I said, listen, you got to go out and get into business now yourself, my friend. And so I cut his pay almost down to nothing a few months ago to make Baby Bird get out of the nest because Daddy's got goblins all over him running knives through me. So when I'm like cruising along like a spaceship, I got escape pods going boop, 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 boop. And people at the escape pod going, I don't really want to go. And I'm shoving them into the escape pod and going, get in the escape pod. And then I get to see the little comments down below. Oh, Joe can't pay his people anymore. Look, he's asking for their emails, Paul, so he can talk to them. Paul's asking for them to donate so he and his brother and some people can run summit.news. Oh, look at you begging for some money. While we're the trailblazers, tip of the spear, being totally attacked, sued, lied about, shut down, PayPal taken away, listed as an international terrorist, total attack at every level. And the system thinks you're so asleep, you don't even know what's going on. Well, our audience does know what's going on. You can feel the damn energy in this country. So I'll tell you, who knows how long you even go to InfoWarsStore.com? Who knows how long you even go there and buy X2 or buy the great coffee or buy the new products we've got? And listen, if you don't want to belly up to the bar and flood us with money so I can do a good stand-up fight against these bastards, then that's your choice in life. I really don't give a goddamn anymore. Excuse me, Lord. I'm just being so real right now. Because I'm fighting all the way. I'm energized. I'm awake. I'm not dead. People ask me how the hell I could have so much energy when I come in here, and I'm not like this in person. They're creating a world government mark of the beast. 2.2 billion people just got told they can't use certain words. They're announced they're sitting there doing everything you could ever freaking imagine, killing babies after they're born. And the churches are such ferrets, chucking their damn organs out. It's like they say in Full Metal Jacket, they also say it even better, Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Now, he says, we drop napalm on villages and fry and burn little kids, but the generals don't let them write cuss words on the side of the airplanes. Woo! What, you Pharisees, just like Christ said. And he said, you know, they go up there and they pray up on the mountain all day, how good they are. Talk about how good they are, but they are a bunch of sleazebags who only care about power and money. I care about soul and truth, and that's where this country and this world is right now, and the open world government, mark of the beast, with the Chi-Coms is now here, and people are like, well, they're a private company. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy.
therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.